What's good? We're back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Anton Daniels, one of my favorite content creators, reacting to this exchange between Candace Owens and Nick Cannon. So let's get into it.
In our exchange of energy and even discourse, I don't see someone hateful. I don't see someone with an agenda to whatever they think your agenda is. I see someone who's really trying to help and educate people, someone who's brilliant and wants everyone else to read what she's read, know what she knows. But like me, like you, when you can say something that offends someone and someone's emotions get involved, then that then becomes the story. That becomes the attack on Candace Owens, opposed to your ultimate mission where you were really just trying to help people. So what I learned through the process is, and it's funny, as a father, I learned this and deal with this with my son, is like when you start throwing rocks and someone gets hit by a rock that you weren't intending to hit with that rock, you still gotta apologize. You still have to understand the power in which you have. Your voice is so strong. The word.
Hold up. We're comparing throwing a rock to words. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. This words are dangerous. Words can hurt. No, you're hurt by words because you're emotional. You're sensitive. Like, you can totally ignore it. You can mute it out. You can just let it fly right past you.
It's the knowledge that you have that if you, not even if you say it the wrong, if you say it correctly, they're going to dice it up and use it for evil. And in that sense, if you want to continue the mission of good, if you want to continue the mission of God, you have to come to the, you got to rise to a higher frequency and say, you know what? I apologize that I hurt you. And
see, I can't do that. If I told the truth and you got hurt by it, I can't apologize.
Why?
I absolutely.
Why? Because it would be dishonest. So he wants you to just lie so somebody feels better. So I have to compromise my integrity, my morals, what I believe, how I want to carry my life, the person that I want to be. So I got to be dishonest in society, in life, just so you can feel better, man. That's bogus. That's crazy to me. Let's keep it moving.
What's stopping the goodness in me?
Because then I would be lying.
What's stopping the goodness is being dishonest. What's good in being dishonest, Nick? I don't have no cannon.
I'm never sorry when I tell someone the truth. I'm never sorry when I tell someone the truth. No,
you're a mother,
yeah. And I don't, and you know
your children's feelings.
We're not dealing with children. That's the problem. We're dealing with adults. Yeah! So the idea of being
what are you talking about? Yeah. You know what he's saying right there? That these are adults with childlike mindsets. We're not catering to that. And I'm with her 1,000%, man. I'm not apologizing for telling the truth. Get out of here with that shit.
I believe that we've also become too sensitive as a society.
Ding, 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 ding.
We always try to force people down this path or this road. And then we now starting to misconstrue the truth with your opinion or how you feel about it. I completely agree with her. You should not apologize for telling the truth, especially when people ask you a question. Why are people so easily offended by the truth?
Yeah, let's stop right there, man. That's crazy. Why are people offended by the truth? So they basically condone and endorse lying and dishonesty. So they want you to lie to them so they could feel better. They want you to be dishonest so you could feel better. Well, I won't feel better by lying and dishonest. So screw your feelings when my integrity, my morals, my beliefs come into play. I'm not going to compromise that just because you don't like some sort of truth that I told. It's like I posted a post the other day where I was saying too many people out here calling themselves record labels and have a zero marketing budget. Well, you're not a record label. You might be a startup entertainment company, but record labels break records. They put money into marketing, promotions, and things of that nature. And some people got upset, and one person said, what do I gain out of saying that, calling people out? My integrity, because I can't sit here and watch people lie to my face, be dishonest to my face. I can't do it. One of the things I value the most is honesty. And I'm not saying I never lied in my life, but at this point in my life, there's no reason for me to lie. I don't lie to my friends. I don't beat around the bush. I tell them the truth, and I expect the same in return. Or if not, man, get away from me. I don't care about your feelings. If you want me to lie and be dishonest, kick rocks, burn the road up, stay away from me. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Objectively speaking, I don't understand it. And I love the fact that she's unapologetic with the truth. Be clear. I'm not saying your truth. I'm not saying her truth. There is no her, your, he, she, they pronoun when it comes to the truth.
I agree with that. I hate when people say my truth or his truth or her truth. No, there's just the truth.
It's only the truth. Objectively, there are some things that people have to say and have to acknowledge because a fact is a fact. And I love the fact that some people are unapologetic. That's why I love Candace Owens. You know, it's not popular or it's not conducive a lot of times because a lot of times you take a lot of flack. You know, and again, when she called out Black Lives Matters and she said, hey, man, listen, this organization is not what y'all think that it is, but y'all so emotional right now. And how it is that you're supporting this organization that they fleecing y'all for money. Everybody looked at her as crazy. They said she was wild. But now we come back to the front of the congregation and you realize that she's telling the truth, but nobody wants to give her credit for that. So it's not always going to be conducive or popular when you are standing on business and when you got this perspective or this objective for how it is that you're being truthful. But the truth is a truth, and nobody should apologize for the truth at all. Now, if you decide that you want to get emotional about it, that's your problem. But the truth is the truth regardless of how you feel about it.
Because, and this is funny because I was texting earlier with Ray J. He saw a clip of me and Don Lemon, and he was saying,
that's
you know,
a hilarious clip. Just you texting with Ray J.
And Don Lemon was looking for an apology. Oh, this clip. Lemon was looking for an apology. But Ray J, I guess, was saying that he knew some trans women. And I'm like,
or he has a whole trans network.
And it's just whatever he's doing there to me is demonic. It's demonic. It's because it's a lie.
Yep.
Okay. Right. And so I was like, yes, to have a conversation. Of course, respectfully, if you say to me you should respect people, I always respect people. I would disrespect you if I lied to you. I'm not going to call a man a woman. I'm not going to call a woman a man. I'm not going to say sorry for saying telling the truth.
Your beliefs.
It's not my belief. A woman cannot be a man. A man cannot be a woman. It's not
again,
a belief.
But I'm saying in your perception of the world is different
from
someone else's.
You know who dictates this? Not no perception of the world. Mother Nature. The laws of nature. Nature dictates a man being a man and a woman being a woman, and it can't be the opposite. It has nothing to do with perception. See, the problem is people think we dictate everything on this planet, and we don't. How's that work when hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes come through and volcanoes erupt and the weather gets cold and the weather gets hot? We don't dictate everything. We try to, but we don't.
Just as emphatic as you are, that so that you believe what you just said. There's someone that believes emphatically the opposite.
Okay, so what you're talking about is the idea that everything can be subjective and there's no such thing as truth.
Nope.
And let me tell you why that. But that's why it's
that's
either
exactly
yes or no.
No, because we're either talking about feelings or facts.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I believe there is objective truth. Okay.
Facts.
Okay.
Yep. A person that is born a man. Okay. A person that is born with a penis, as we call it. Okay. Cannot ever grow up and give birth. Do we agree with that?
Yes.
The fact that you had to stop and think about it, man, it is the problem right there, man. See, what Ray J was trying to think, he knows good and well a man can't get birth. What he was trying to think is, how do I want to answer this? Do I want to be truthful and possibly lose some friends in Hollywood or followers? Because people are emotional over this make-believe, imaginary topic. Or do I want to lie and look dumber than a bag of bricks? That's what he was trying to think. Do I want to lie and look like an idiot? Or do I want to tell the truth and offend people because they're offended by the truth? And it doesn't matter if it's good truth or bad truth. The truth is the truth, man. You can't change that. There's no changing the facts.
Why did he have to think about it, though? Why did he have to think about that? But see, that shows you how deranged things are to where you have to think about if a man that was born biologically as a man can grow up and then give birth. There are women that can't even give birth.
Yep.
There are women that are having trouble giving birth. And you're sitting there thinking and looking at the sky saying, let me see this again.
And give birth. Do we agree with that?
What is he sitting there thinking about?
Yes.
Okay, so there is such...
Yes. This guy, I'm telling you, the only thing he was thinking about is, damn, do I really want to tell the truth? I might lose some followers or some friends. I might make somebody emotional, and I might have to apologize.
Thing isn't objective truth.
Bro.
I will not apologize for sharing objective truth. I'm not going to apologize for not saying because his feelings are hurt and do you
well,
see
why?
How I feel?
He
because
said,
well, I...
Because,
I
so you have no problem going throughout the world hurting people's feelings.
I have no problem going out the world. That's one way to pitch it. Tell him.
See, he's too worried about losing friends and followers. That's what it is. You can't trust this guy. You can't trust anybody who thinks you should have to apologize for telling the truth because somebody doesn't like the truth. Get over it, man. Go in a corner and cry. That's why I said on a Facebook post, my gift to the world for Christmas is a tissue box the size of a garbage truck. Because that's what they need, man. We're in this place in society now where, you know, you can't tell facts because you might hurt somebody's feelings. Well, boo-hoo. Oh, well, I'm not compromising my integrity. I'm not changing how I want to live my life because you're upset about something that's true. I think I heard enough about this, man. Nick Cannon is a clown, man. This is why he stays getting clowned on the internet. And even though I do agree with his stance on procreating because I'm a laws of nature guy, and in the laws of nature, you don't settle down and get married. You don't procreate with just one person. Man is designed to procreate with multiple women. I mean, Genghis Khan literally has millions and millions and millions of people on the earth that have his DNA because he was conquering and procreating. We're going to wrap this one up, man. I mean, I could talk about this all day long, just hearing somebody getting their feelings over telling the truth. This is one of those topics that really, really reeks me, that people expect you to lie and be dishonest so they could feel better. So thanks again for tuning in another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.